That is to say, we're concerned with that most crucial period of history, of human history, in which the whole process of the higher evolution of man begins. We shall also be concerned tonight with some of the special characteristics of that higher evolution. Now, as we approach this subject, our subject for tonight, the subject of the axial age and the emergence of the new man, we are conscious of a very drastic reduction of perspective. Last week, we were concerned with the whole evolutionary process, lower and higher. We were concerned with the whole process ranging in terms of our chart, of our diagram, from point zero up to point infinity. And that means that in terms of time, if we can even take in this conception, take in these vast figures, these vast magnitudes involved, in terms of time, it means that we were concerned, imaginatively concerned, with a period covering hundreds upon hundreds of millions of years, right from the beginning of the evolutionary process, right up to the end of the evolutionary process, so far as we can possibly conceive or imagine it. Now, this week, by way of contrast, we're concerned, essentially, with a period lasting a bare few hundred years. So to make the transition less abrupt, and as it were, less terrible, less shocking, we shall deal with the axial age as part, in a way the most important part, of the general history of man. The history of man, of anything recognizably, really recognizably human, covers, in good round figures, a period of 500,000 years. Scientists of various kinds, anthropologists and so on, geologists, they quarrel about the exact figure, but give them a few tens of thousands this way or that, it doesn't matter. Roughly 500,000 years. This is the period of human history. And this is the period with which to begin with we'll be concerned. Now, in terms of our chart, in terms of our diagram, we shall be dealing tonight with the evolutionary process as from point one on the hypotenuse upwards. In other words, we shall be dealing with the human, with the ultra-human, and with the suprahuman stages of the evolutionary process, excluding, that is to say, the infrahuman. Now, I must point out at this point, just incidentally, that our chart, our diagram, is not drawn to scale in terms of time. The whole chart, better to say the hypotenuse of the triangle, the whole chart covers a period of hundreds of millions of years. It's very difficult to give the exact figure. But the period with which we're concerned tonight, comprising three quarters of the chart from point one up to point infinity, covers only the last 500,000 years of the evolutionary process. So that, if the chart was drawn according to scale, this period of the last 500,000 years, the human period, the period of human history, the history of man, would be represented by a mere point, right at the top of the hypotenuse, just next to the infinity point itself. Now, the 500,000 years of the history of man fall into four main segments of very unequal length. And it's with the third of these, the axial age, that we're mainly concerned tonight.